Leno is here also. If the remaining members of the committee could report to 4203, we will get started right away. Well, actually, we're getting started right now, so please join us as soon as you can. We will go to, I think I'll do the waive suspense until we get some more members here. I have one due pass, the state claims bill, and then Senator Onnisted's vote-only measure. So anyway, at the top of the file, we have SB 890 by Senator Alquist on state health care coverage. Those in favor, please take a seat. This is a suspense item, and she's waiving presentation.
Yes, ma'am. Beth Capel, on behalf of Health Access California, pleased to be here in support of this measure that would help to implement and improve on federal health reform. Thank you.
Any additional testimony? Thank you. Any additional testimony for or against SB 890? Seeing none, without objection, the item goes to suspense. Senator Liu is waiving presentation on SB 891, having to do with in-home support services. Is there testimony on this one? Testimony in favor of SB 891. Seeing no support testimony, is there opposition? Seeing none, again, without objection, it goes to suspense. The state claims bill I'll take up when more members are here. Senator Steinberg is waiving a presentation on SB 974, income and corporations taxes. Is there testimony in favor? Is there testimony opposed on SB 974? Mr. McKaylee, how are you?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Chris McKaylee on behalf of California Aerospace Technology Association. A long coalition of groups testified in front of Senator Wolk and Rev and Tax. While we support Senator Steinberg's efforts on career technical education, we're strongly opposed to the method by which he pays for this new tax credit, which is through substantially eliminating two important provisions of California's Enterprise Zone program. So we are opposed on policy grounds. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional testimony on SB 974, for or against? Seeing none, Finance, do you have a comment on SB 974?
Madam Chair, as of last Friday, FTB advised us that they were recalculating the fiscal impact, so we don't have a specific number at this time.
All righty. While you have your binder open, do you have anything on SB 890 by Senator Alquist?
Yes.
And also, I'm going to ask you about SB 891 by Senator Liu. Either of those. They're already in suspense.
With respect to SB 890, the Department of Managed Health Care indicates its costs would be significant. They have not yet estimated those. The Department of Insurance, however, estimates a cost of $893,000 in 2010-11, increasing to $2 million in 11-12 and $1.8 million thereafter.
All right. And SB 891, do you have anything on that?
Who's the author?
Liu.
Senator Liu.
We have multiple impacts here. The costs to DSS and the Department of Health Care Services at this time are unknown. There's a concern that if there's no private support for this reevaluation, that state could face a significant cost there. There could also be an impact on tax revenue and additionally an impact on IHSS costs due to changing the functional index. It could be either a cost or savings in terms of changing the FI.
All righty, thank you. Next, we're going in file item order. We're at file item, or bill number SB 1062 by Senator Strickland, public safety omnibus bill. This is a candidate for suspense. Is there testimony in favor of SB 1062? Is there opposition testimony? Finance, do you have a comment on this?
Yes, we have no cost for the Department of Justice or the courts. However, the bill does create a reimbursable mandate by increasing the requests or requirements on probation departments.
All righty. Without objection, then, that item goes to suspense. Next is SB 1192 by Senator Oropeza. This is rental car facility fees at airports. Is there testimony in favor? Is there testimony against? Seeing none, Finance, do you have a comment on this?
We have minor and absorbable costs to the Bureau of State Audits.
All righty. Then, Senator Corbett, do you have a comment on this
one? Yes, Senator Keough. I know that this bill is going to suspense, but I just wanted to make you aware, and I know you are aware, that there's still a few more issues that need to be addressed that were discussed in the Judiciary Committee, and I hope we have the opportunity to work with you to address those issues.
Yes.
It's on suspense.
We will continue to work on it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is so that item goes to suspense. Next is SB 1216 by Senator Cedillo. This is low-income housing credits. Is there testimony in favor of SB 1216? Is there opposition testimony? Finance, do you have a comment?
Yes, we have no anticipated impact, fiscal impact with this bill.
All righty. We will, unless there's a comment, then without objection, SB 1216 goes to suspense. And then I think that completes our file. Senator Simidian's item we'll take up on Thursday. SB 1130 by Senator Onnestad is a vote-only item, members. This has to do with the Prison Industry Authority. We heard testimony at length in a recent hearing. So this is a due pass with amendments. Senator Leno?
Madam Chair, I realize this is vote only, but I did have a question. I understand the narrowing of the bill.
Yes.
Locally produced perishable goods provided at a lower price than the price available for PIA. I don't imagine PIA is here. I just wanted, my concern, and I know some of my colleagues as well, that we don't want to negatively impact the training programs at PIA. And I just...
We share that concern.
Yeah. Do you have any information on that?
The language is as it's stated in the at the end of the analysis. So this is the proposed amendment. CDCR is still in the driver's seat as far as where these purchases are going to take place. The bill has been narrowed, and I think it's supportable now. Yes. Senator Corbett, do you have a comment?
Yes, Senator Keough. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I just also wanted to say I appreciate the substantial narrowing of the bill, and I do think that the amendments as proposed do make sense, that fresh foods should, when possible, be purchased from the local area. So I can support the bill with the narrowing of the amendments. I share the same concerns that Senator Leno has voiced, but I do believe that this bill with the amendments will address those concerns. And as the bill moves along, I'm happy to have conversations with folks if there are still some remaining concerns, but I do believe I can support the bill today, and I will be voting aye.
Madam Chair, can we ask the sergeants to call Senator Weiland? I think his vote is critical to this particular issue.
Senator Weiland, is he on his way?
Yes.
Thank you.
Then perhaps I should, his bill probably is critical. Senator Leno, the amendment language is, as you see, at the end of the analysis. For those of us that have, further concerns about the Prison Industry Authority, that's as far as the author would go.
Madam Chair.
And we're going to have to take it up when Senator Weiland gets here.
For purposes of the committee vote today, I'll be supporting it with consideration that I might not support it on the floor. But
thank you for putting that on the record.
Yes.
Since we're waiting on, let's see.
Madam Chair,
I think I can do it.
We have four now, five, six.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and call the roll then. This is
Madam Chair,
due pass as amended, and it is vote only on SB 1130. And we'll go to Senator Wilk before I call the roll.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I share the concerns. I appreciate the narrowing of the bill. And as I said to Senator Anastat, I definitely appreciated that, but I'm still concerned about the same issue that Senator Leno has raised. I will take a different position than Senator Leno today. I would prefer to vote no and then have a chance to look at this in greater detail as we move along.
All righty. All right, Senator Weiland is here, and I'll take a motion from Senator Cox. I think, members, just to be clear, I'll probably take a look at this on the floor, but although I appreciate the narrowing, there are still, and there's a fine line here between CDCR's making the final decision on the contracting. PIA was opposed last time. I don't know that that's changed. Finance, do you have anything on this?
I don't have a file.
All right. Anything further, members? All right. So call the roll, please.
Kehoe?
No.
Kehoe, no. Cox?
Aye.
Cox, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Denham?
Aye.
Denham, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Price? Walters?
Aye.
Walters, aye. Wolk?
No.
Wolk, no. Weiland?
Aye.
Weiland, aye. Yee?
Ye,
no. 7-3, it's out.
7-3, that bill is out. And Senator Cox will
now, Madam Chair, we'll take up the your bill, which is, I got to find the number here. It's a claims bill, item 910, and it the recommendation is due pass.
Thank you, Senator Cox. SB 910 appropriates $629,000 from the general fund to the Victims Compensation and Government Claims Board. Members, these are reissuances of stale dated warrants, which is in common parlance checks that were not cashed and were reissued. The 209 claims range from $27 to $215,000. Department of Finance supports the claims. It's my understanding these are nothing to do with corrections or any of those departments. It's just regular state business. So I would ask for your aye vote.
Any witnesses in favor?
Good afternoon. John Myers, Victims Compensation Government Claims Board, the sponsor of this bill, here to ask for your support.
Witnesses in opposition? Any members of the committee have any questions of either the author or the witness in favor? And what about the Department of Finance?
We do support the bill, and we would note that the amount actually may change before the bill is enacted. However, this is the current amount.
All right, Senator Keel, you wish to close?
Ask for your aye vote.
I'm sorry.
Quick question for Finance. I normally speak out against these compensation bills because there's usually a lot of stuff that are thrown in there. We went through this one, and this certainly looks very fiscally responsible. But what other, if you're assuming that other claims are going to get added to this, what type of claims are those?
I think, again, they would just be similar claims where it's a legitimate claim, the recipient of the check never cashed it for whatever reason.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You
ask
wish
for
to
your
close?
Eye vote.
Ask for an aye vote. Call the roll, please. Motion. Motion made by Mr. Senator Leno.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Cox?
Aye.
Cox, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Denham?
Aye.
Denham, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Price? Walters?
Aye.
Walters, aye. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. Weiland?
Aye.
Weiland, aye. Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye. 10-0, it's out.
9-0?
10.
10-0. That bill is out.
Thank you, Senator Cox. That concludes the file for today. We will have an approach hearing upon adjournment on Thursday to deal with the suspense calendar, and there may be some action items as well. I'm not sure. But what we will deal with suspense upon adjournment of regular session on Thursday.
So then, Bob, what is the after Thursday? What's the next date?
Sharon, thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure to see you.
June 21st, 28th, 24th. All right.
All
All righty. Good job, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you.